this so that we can all make informed decisions as we're working on our programming for coming years. So that is kind of the quick rundown of what the information in front of you is. So like I said, I just wanted to bring this to you for your information purposes and to let you know that there will be further planning that goes into this. But also just to kind of point out that what we realized with our last community health assessment, which was in 2016, was that our community as a whole is really starting to realize that looking at health concerns after the fact is really not the way to go. And so we've started to see more of a shift as a community and as a county, looking more proactively into how do we help people lead healthy lives before they actually have a poor health outcome. And so that's the direction we have been moving the past 3 years and intend to continue down. I think that the information that we have here really confirms and supports that that is the direction the community wants us to move as well. So, like I said, I just want to kind of provide you with this information and give you the opportunity to ask any questions that you may have, or just kind of get ready for some feedback if you have any.
And the last one says the community has symbols I can relate to. What does that mean?
So I think that just means kind of how the community identifies itself. So whether I think that'd be for our community, really, I think that it's a very, that's a good question. So I think we do see a lot of sort of a religious base here. So I think perhaps some of that, but I think also just really what do people relate to as a community? And so I think we will probably have to look a little bit deeper into that.
In other words, you don't know.
Well, I don't totally know. I have some suspicions, but I don't necessarily want to speak off the cuff on that. But it's an area that as we start looking at planning, making sure that we're pulling in the community into those planning pieces.
Were these questions that were like provided mm-hmm. and they gave a neutral disagree, strongly disagree? Mm-hmm. So who came up with the questions?
So the culture of health is a national framework.
So the national,
Robert Wood Johnson.
So you guys took something, used it?
Well, we took it and we kind of we tailored it to Taney County. So we pared down the questions to what we felt really represented our community. We changed the wording up a little bit. We felt that it was very academic, so we kind of changed the wording so that it was more understandable and really represented our community better. So we did tailor it to Taney County.
Do you feel the people that answered the question would have known what they were answering under
yes.
that?
Yes.
It would have been explained to them mm-hmm. beyond just saying,
yes. Yep. We took quite a bit of time to kind of boil down what each question meant and to make sure that it was something that was going to be understandable across the community, so and across education levels. So we did take that into consideration.
Except for on the community has symbols I can relate to.
Perhaps.
Okay.
But I do think that being said, that's an avenue for us to explore. So, yeah.
Okay. I appreciate the update. Mm-hmm.
Then members of my community care about each other, the rating there, would that not make a difference in what part of the community where they lived?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so we do have this information where we can boil it down per community. And so we are sharing this with the different communities. We've got it per zip code, so we've got it broken down that way. And so all of this information is shareable in that way. And so certainly these numbers change a little bit throughout the various communities, but this is just how the county as a whole looks overall.
I had a question, and like the water test samples, mm-hmm. and you mentioned about the vaccinations and so forth. Mm-hmm. Does the health department charge for those?
The vaccination? So that depends. We do have a variety of programs, so and we also accept insurance at this time. So it depends on how the person comes in, what their situation is. We do encourage people to give us a call first so we can make sure there are no surprises when they arrive. And we do have some programs for low-cost or free vaccinations. So we do have a variety of methods of accepting payment.
So if they can't afford to mm-hmm. vaccinate, then they can
we do have
show
some
the evidence to you and you could.
Mm-hmm. We do have some opportunities there.
Mm-hmm. When you noted abuse and neglect is one of our main causes, mm-hmm. We've heard that in many meetings. And when you mentioned this is what you've been looking mm-hmm. to work on, how would you go about working on that? How would you suggest?
So I think what this information does is it points us in the direction. So we'll be working with community partners to figure out what is a community either is already happening that we need to get on board with, what do we need to help support, and maybe what do we need to look at as something new. So the work to be done from the health assessment is very collective. And so we'll be jumping on board with what is happening in a way that makes sense for us. But then if there's items that we feel like maybe need to be started or new, we'll look at those at that point in time. But we really very heavily lean on our community partners to point us in that direction and to jump on board with that too. So we don't feel like this is necessarily a path that we take alone,
yeah.
if that makes sense. And with a problem of that magnitude, that certainly will be a community effort. However, we do look at ways that we as an organization can help support families. And so that is what we specifically do for child abuse and neglect. So,
okay, you answered my question there. You're saying it's child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe it might be adult abuse also, older adult.
Yep. Child abuse and neglect.
Child abuse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, that was number two.
Thank you. Any more questions, Commissioner?
I don't.
Thank you very much.
You might want to give Kim a copy of your report. The news. Kim works for the newspaper. The claims review with John Akers from Olas Akers and Arnie.
Morning.
Yes.
Well, good morning. I'm John Akers with Olas Akers Arnie. Just here to do a quick claims review with you guys, as we do periodically throughout the year, just so that you're kept up to speed with where the health plan is headed and what we're doing. Both of you look to have the shock claims report in your hand, so we'll start with that. Quite a bit to tease out of this report. Obviously, this is where the tail of the tape is for us right now. Starting at the very left-hand side, where you see the A's or the T's. A stands for active, T stands for terminated. If you remember from last time, we have 5 members who are on this report that are no longer insured under the program. And a couple of those folks are some of our really high claimants. And so that is something that we look at, certainly, you know, from an underwriting perspective. That means, obviously, there won't be any future claims, and oftentimes we can get those thrown out. You can see there are a couple different claimants on the report that have gone over the $100,000 mark, and if you'll remember, that's where your insurance within your insurance lies. So a claim only counts against the county up to $100,000, and we have a couple of claims that have gone over that, so there's a fairly significant amount of money that would be peeled out as they do your renewal calculation. Obviously, we're quite some ways away from that, but that's, you know, those two are something to take a look at. And then finally, if you look at the very far right, where it says last DOS at the top, that stands for date of service, and you literally have 10 members that their last date of service is over 6 months ago on this report. So that's typically positive. Generally, if there's follow-up appointments or things, they're, you know, 6 months at the longest away. And so I guess the positive here that we're hoping for is that maybe some of these things have resolved and things are headed in a little more positive direction, and we'll be able to see some of that in the next report that we take a look at. Any specific questions on the shock claim report? I don't get it. All right, well, moving on to the bigger packet on the right-hand side. When you open the cover, the first page is basically just a slice and dice of where the money goes. There's really, to me, not a whole lot to tease out here. You will see, you know, obviously inpatient facility is a significant chunk, and most of that is because we do have some fairly high claimants, and so that's where obviously a lot of those dollars are being spent. But overall, you know, you don't have anything there that jumps out that's too much to look at. The next page And there are some things here I wanted to stop and pause and take a look at. This is your claims by month. And so if you look, it says 2018-03 at the top, 04, so that's March, April, May. So that's just each month walking down. We had a tough end of the year. If you look at October, November, and December, you can see each of those months is elevated relative to the overall averages. And so whereas in years past we said, hey, we're going to wait on our renewal, probably not going to be able to do that. However, if you look at the first 2 months of this year, being January and February, we actually had two really good months. And so hopefully it's moderated, knock on wood, see where it goes. But long story short, we've had a couple of really good months in a row that actually have helped us considerably.
Can I ask something this time?
Sure.
If we have a workman's comp claim, and you know, they're in, is their expense included in this?
No. If it's work comp is specifically designed, so it's either a work comp claim or a health claim, but it's not both.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, this kind of tells us, you know, where we are. The next page is your prescriptions. Those have stayed fairly consistent. There are a couple of drugs that I will point out here in a couple pages that are going to continue on to be a pretty good expense for us. But nothing just too striking. It's pretty consistent as it goes. So the next page shows your total billed amount. And if you add it together, your unaltered or raw loss ratio is still 103%. So that's high. That means the insurance company's actually paid out 3% more than it's taken in, and then they don't have any money for their ongoing expenses and so on and so forth. However, again, in remembering the insurance within your insurance, if you peel out the claims that over 100,000, your loss ratio goes down to 89.3%, which is much more in line. Obamacare would say that the insurance carrier is supposed to run an 85% loss ratio altogether, so we're still not quite where we want to be, but we're certainly trending in the right direction, mainly because of the last couple months. And those big dollar numbers that you saw in the last quarter of last year are predominantly a few large claimants,
right.
And so they don't hurt you as bad as if it was just a collective of everybody, if that makes sense. So, based on the shock claims report, based on what we're seeing here, we do seem to be moderating a little bit. So we just hope that trend continues, and we'll obviously be back to keep you updated as the year goes on. We're quite some ways away from renewal time. The next page just goes on, you know, various diagnosis codes. This could be multiple people within the same code or just one person. It just depends. But you can see that obviously we have some things. We're a pretty good-sized group at this point, so you're just going to have some things going on. The next page is the top prescriptions. The first three are anti-inflammatories, Humira and Otezla. They're preliminary or primarily for arthritis or for Crohn's disease or for psoriasis, basically inflammation-caused illnesses. Those drugs weren't around a few years ago, but now they're at the top of every report that I look at. Humira is over $4,000 a month, as a good example. However, I do want to draw your attention to prescription number 5. This is one of those times where it's like, you boy, but then maybe there's a silver lining. If you'll notice, there's two prescriptions that are cost a total of $24,000. That drug is for treating a specific disease, hepatitis C, that before now was incurable. That drug with 8 doses, so you've paid for 2, you've got 6 more coming, has a 97% cure rate for hepatitis C. So very positive from that standpoint. It costs about $100,000, but ultimately hep C will often result in a liver transplant if gone untreated, and that's $500,000. So it's probably very much positive, but it is one of those things that, again, 2 years ago didn't exist, and now it's going to cost the plan a significant amount of money, but hopefully eliminate a significant risk with it. the last page is a lot of colorful charts and graphs that base